Monday, May 5, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. South African miner Gold Fields on Monday confirmed that inspections at its mines regarding the integrity of winding ropes had been completed, and that the Department of Minerals and Energy had lifted the suspension order on all main winders transporting men, materials and rock. A meeting with the Gauteng Principal Inspector of Mines, South Deep Management and unions would take place on Monday morning, and pending the outcome of that meeting, a decision would be made whether or not to resume operations at South Deep. The cause of the accident, in which 9 workers lost their lives on May 1, when a cage fell almost 60 metres down a shaft at the South Deep mine, could not yet be confirmed, although the accident was believed to have resulted from a snapped cable. The accident brought the number of fatalities at Goldfields operations to 14, after 4 people were killed after an underground accident at Driefontein on Tuesday and a driller's assistant was fatally injured in a fall of ground at South Deep on Thursday. BHP Billiton said it would spend nearly $2 billion expanding an alumina refinery in Australia, saying the outlook for the powder-like aluminium-making material was strong. The expenditure, long on the drawing boards, is the latest move by the world's biggest diversified mining house to keep up with multi-billion dollar expansions underway by rival Rio Tinto, which BHP is trying to acquire through a hostile $147 billion offer. South Africa's state utility Eskom said it would suspend scheduled rolling blackouts from May 5, 2008. Eskom was seeing evidence of increased energy savings from municipalities, and the utility was optimistic that further reductions to reach the 10% savings target were possible, Eskom Chief Executive Jacob Marocha said in a statement. The statement said top Eskom executives and municipalities from around the country would meet this week to discuss further energy savings measures. Also making headlines, nationwide under provisional liquidation. Prepayment water meters ruled unconstitutional in historical judgment. South Africa and Qatar to advance relations. The Congo's Katanga province orders miners to cut power use to 40%. Barrick Gold marks a quarter century. And Canadian Junior hunts for platinum in Ontario. In political news, Zimbabwe opposition mulls conditions for runoff. UN sees climate change deal in 2009. Cabinet approves end of South Africa's elite crime unit, and Stephen Hawking to hold first lecture in Africa. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.